This is KUT.
KUT, Austin.
Stop.
Farmers across Texas are still assessing the damage left from last month's winter storms. Data from agriculture economists at Texas A&M University suggests the winter storms caused at least $600 million in agricultural losses, especially for livestock and vegetable crops. KUT's Rianne Roldan checked in on how some small farms in Hays County fared.
Sean Fagan is stoking a slow-burning fire just beyond the edge of his two-acre vegetable farm in Kyle.
This is where we burn old crops, just to kind of reduce the disease that stays in the soil.
Today, the pile is also going to be filled with pounds of rotted lettuce and other produce that froze during last month's winter storm. Fagan's waiting on some volunteers to come and help him.
Like today, they're going to be seed like that row right there that got melted. It just looks totally dead. Yeah. They're going to be ripping all of that out and hauling it down to the burn pile down there. Like this obviously got hit. This row's all trash.
It had been 3 weeks since the storm hit Texas. Temperatures fell into the single digits. Several inches of snow fell. Power went out for millions. But Fagan's problems didn't stop when the lights came back on. He points to another row of romaine lettuce, one he initially thought survived.
But the problem was, I can't sell stuff like that. I can't sell that. Yeah. Most of the problem is, see, when you get inside the head, they got this internal damage.
These rows are like dollar signs. The produce in each could sell for hundreds of dollars. He sells mostly to high-end restaurants in Austin.
Just rows and rows and rows like this, where it... And this produce looked good a week ago. Now it's covered in powdery mildew. So what happened is... The storm came and knocked its immune system out, and basically now it's just suffering and disease is moving in and getting all over it.
Fagan is a realist about the struggles of farming. He often says things like this.
I mean, what can you do? It's farming. It's hard. You get kicked in the teeth a lot, but it's part of the game.
That doesn't make it any easier to see months worth of work wiped out in just a week.
So it's not only... that we don't earn the money off of the row. Now I have to spend the money to get all the produce out of the row. After I fertilized it, seeded it, grew it in the grow house, brought it all the way up, got it all the way to full size, and now I have to pay to get it out and throw it away.
Fagan started a GoFundMe to offset some of the losses. He also started growing last-minute crops with seeds left over from last year. Financially, he says the farm is drowning. A couple miles east of Kyle is Boxcar Farm and Gardens. It's a livestock farm in Maxwell, run by Leah Gibson and Gabriel Hedrick. The storm wiped them out too, but in a very different way.
We went through what normally would take us 3 months or longer to sell at market. We had sold in like 3 days, and we have empty freezers right now, which is crazy.
They saw this huge influx of new customers once people realized that grocery store shelves were bare and meat was scarce. It reminded her of the other major historical event that we're still living through.
Felt like a lot of deja vu from COVID, because when COVID hit, we had a lot of people reach out to us trying to buy everything we had. And at the time, we weren't prepared for that until we sold out really quickly.
And after COVID hit,
we tripled our capacity on the farm because we had so many new customers during COVID. But then over the course of the last year, that trickled off and people lost interest. And so we had, I guess, our supply kind of normalized. And then this hit and totally wiped us out again.
It can be a little more frustrating to lose animals and to have to recoup after selling out.
This is Gabriel.
Because you can't I'll just go out back and pluck two more pigs out of the ground real quick. I gotta wait till they're ready.
Timing is everything for these farmers. But most federal disaster aid takes months to materialize, and bills are due when bills are due. Leah hopes that extreme events like the pandemic and the storm serve as a wake-up call for people to support local farms more regularly.
If people continue to support local farmers when times are good, then we'll have better supply reserves to feed our community when times are bad, like what we just saw.
As a farmer, Gabriel says surviving the winter storm was like earning a merit badge.
You can feel proud, like, well, we made it and we did it. And, you know, it wasn't a total disaster, but it wasn't without exhausting everything you had. But I think that's a good definition of resiliency. And I think most young farmers or old farmers, just farmers in general, are some of the most resilient people around. And maybe you could also trade stubborn in place of that word.
You're not going to give up, he says. You just can't.
You can come take a look at it.
Back in Kyle, Sean Fagan walks me over to his grow house. It's a climate-controlled shed with a heater, a fan, and an AC, all crammed into a tight space.
It's super trashed in here right now.
Inside, it's exactly the right temperature to grow things as quickly and efficiently as possible.
I wasn't growing to grow tomatoes and peppers this year, but once the freeze happened, my options are much more limited, so I just planted every seed that I had.
Fagan says the growing window in Central Texas is pretty much closed, since anything put in the ground right now will have to face the summer heat before fully maturing.
So it is too late to be planting these right now, and this is a gamble, but that's farming.
Rhianne Roldan, KUT News.